I'm Julianne DeLynn Hatton, and you're listening to Faith and Reason on the Mormon Faircast. This series will discuss the prophet Joseph Smith and the authenticity of the gospel he restored. I'll be speaking with Michael R. Ash, author of the book of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Welcome, Michael Ash.
Julianne, how are you?
Great. What will we be discussing today?
I thought we would talk about the if and conditional sentences.
What is an if and conditional sentence?
It's an unusual structure for a sentence that the and is conditional upon the if. For example, let me kind of maybe get right to it. Dr. Daniel Peterson and Dr. Royal Skousen, they discovered this odd sentence structure in some areas of the Book of Mormon that is an if followed by an and. And this is just in the original manuscripts. But we find where we have a few verses that would read like, yea, and if he saith unto the earth, move, and it is moved. Or here's another one. Yea, if he say unto the earth, thou shalt go back, that it lengthen out the day for many hours, and it is done. Or one more. And behold, also if he saith unto the waters of the great deep, be thou dried up, and it is done. That's not how we would do it in English. If I were to say, if I work harder at my job, I'll get a promotion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't throw an and in there, and I'll get a promotion. You know, you follow it with an if, or I might say, if I go outside, then we can have a picnic. You know, there's not an and in there, and that's what makes it really unusual. We find it in several places in the early manuscripts. We don't find it in the Book of Mormon that's in the issued text that we get from the church. It's been corrected out to make it more readable, to correct the grammar for modern readers.
So it was in the early manuscript, and this has been looked at by scholars. And compared to what?
To Hebrew. And that's what's really interesting, is that we find this if and conditional sentences in Hebrew. It's a structure that's not available in typical English, but it is typically in Hebrew. And Dr. Peterson and Dr. Skousen have gone through lots of early American documents to try to find if this was something that's discoverable from Joseph Smith's environment. And so far, they have not found any other instances of it. And so it stands out in contrast to Joseph's environment. It stands out in contrast to the way we would normally do English, but it falls right into place to how Hebrew would work.
So if the if and conditional sentences were found in the Book of Mormon, which was translated by Joseph Smith, where would he have heard of this in his day?
The texts weren't available to Joseph Smith, and the conditional sentence was not available to Joseph Smith, anything that we've been able to discover. So Joseph really wouldn't have had access to anything in his environment, as far as we've been able to discover so far, that would have used this kind of sentence structure. But nevertheless, it is completely what we should expect if the Book of Mormon is a translation from a language that had some sort of underlying Hebrew structure.
Thank you, Michael Ash.
Thank you, Julianne.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Reason on the Mormon Faircast. I'm your host, Julianne DeLynn Hatton, inviting you to keep the faith.
Michael R. Ash is the author of the book Shaken Faith Syndrome, Strengthening One's Testimony in the Face of Criticism and Doubt, as well as the book of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Faith and Reason is produced by Tom Hatton with music courtesy of Arthur Hatton. The opinions expressed in this podcast are not necessarily the views of Fair Mormon or The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You can support this podcast by subscribing to it in iTunes and by rating it and writing a review. Questions or comments can be sent to podcast@fairmormon.org, or you may join the conversation at fairblog.org.